Knowing one's family tree can help bring a sense of belonging and identity. But for Americans whose ancestors were enslaved, searching for their roots can be difficult, if not impossible. Records of enslaved people can be hard to find, if they exist at all. Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson tells us how a group of women in the Northeast are honoring their ancestors.
Four women sit around a wooden table in a YWCA in central Massachusetts. Needles, threads, and colorful fabric are spread out in front of them. They're a quilting guild, predominantly women of color, called Sisters in Stitches, joined by the cloth. Co-founder Crystal Rollins Jackson wanted women to create quilts inspired by the stories of their ancestors, even though she says this tradition doesn't run in her own family.
But I had this idea that I wanted to tell my family genealogy through quilting. I was making this quilt from my grandmother's photo album, and so I had photographs on that quilt and different symbols.
She holds up a quilt with blocks of gold, red, and black fabric from West Africa.
This was inspired by my visit to Ghana, and this is actually the view from one slave fort to another. There's a slave fort every 2.5 miles along the coast of Ghana. Of course, it goes into other countries as well.
Enslaved people were not included in the U.S. Census. African Americans were featured by first and last names starting in 1870, but their descendants often struggle to research family lineage. One member of the Quilting Guild, however, has a rare understanding of her family's history. Susie Ryan is a ninth-generation descendant of Venture Smith. He's among few Black men to leave a firsthand account of being captured from Africa and the experience as an enslaved person in the U.S. Smith eventually bought his own freedom and purchased land in Connecticut. Ryan describes the quilt she's making to tell his story.
This is a piece that I dedicated to Venture Smith, and this is the first 26 acres that he had purchased in Stonington, Connecticut, and the rock tied down with hemp is actually symbolic of Venture's rock, and then there's a footpath underneath the rock, and that's my way of saying I'm following in his footsteps.
The sisters come from Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York, and have quilted together for more than 20 years. Donna Clark says their gatherings are a time for creative expression and friendship.
We talk. Sometimes we'll inspire or give others idea, like use this color or add this to the quilt. And they either take it or they don't take it.
They use cloth found in many places, often clothing passed down through generations. Susie Ryan says she's started incorporating fabric from her personal wardrobe.
I've had a lot of medical issues this past year, and I decided that I'm including clothing of my own. It's just my way of, when I'm no longer here, my story will still continue.
As a people, we've persevered and come through so much.
Kimberly Love Radcliffe has created quilts about her family in North Carolina. She holds up a large one with a sepia-toned image of a dapper young man at the center. It's her great uncle.
This picture was taken during Jim Crow. We don't know what they did at that time, but they're dressed fine, and I have old fabrics, some from that period of time, and hopefully my children will be interested and learn from the quilts.
She says quilting has helped her find community.
I came to Connecticut as a Navy wife, and it's taken me forever to make friends. But quilting, it's a sense of like therapy, a meditation, a prayer.
And they use quilting to not only process their family histories, but also grapple with recent loss.
When things happen, like George Floyd, you know, we make quilts about that. When loved ones pass away, we make quilts. We honor them with fabric that they wore.
Sisters in Stitches are reclaiming their ancestral history in cloth. And now their stories will carry on. For Here and Now, I'm Diane Orson.
It's Here and Now.